This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Bandit Country by Peter Corrigan, read by Paul Thornley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. South Armagh, 3rd of July 1989. The foot patrol moved quietly down the starlit street. There were four of them, forming a brick. They made up a single fire team. The point man kept his SA-80 assault rifle in the crook of his shoulder, eyes glinting in his darkly camouflaged face as he scanned surrounding windows, doors and alleyways. Behind the point came the fire team's commander, a corporal. Hung on the left side of his chest was a PRC-349 radio. It had a range of only a few kilometres, but the patrol was not far from home. The corporal had the 349 set on whisper mode. Its twin microphones were strapped to his throat, and he edged a finger in between them, silently cursing the way they irritated his skin. Behind the corporal came the gunner, armed with a light support weapon. Similar to an SA-80, it had a longer barrel and a bipod to steady it. The rear man was walking backwards, checking the streets the patrol had just walked through. The men were in staggered file, two on each side of the road, covering each other as they made their way back to the safety.